So today, our theme continues as we have through Lent, on the road to the cross with Jesus. Along the way through Lent, we have met different characters and learned what we might learn for our own lives from them. And today, we take those final steps with Jesus to the cross. I invite you to just take in the gospel readings that you're going to hear from the Gospel of Mark and the music that responds, and let it work in your hearts today as we prepare for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 5 days before Jesus died on a cross, he and his disciples entered Jerusalem. The disciples led a donkey to Jesus.
They put some other clothes on its back, and Jesus got on. Many people spread clothes on the road while others went to cut branches from the fields. In front of Jesus and behind him, people went along shouting,
"Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
Some of the Pharisees in the crowd called to Jesus, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." Jesus answered,
"I tell you, if these people were silent, the stones would cry out."
Thank you.
Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, went to the chief priests and offered to help them arrest Jesus. They were glad to hear this, and they promised to pay him. So Judas started looking for a good chance to betray Jesus.
It was on the first day of the Festival of Thin Bread, and the Passover lambs were being killed. Jesus' disciples prepared the meal. While Jesus and the 12 disciples were eating together that evening, he said,
"The one who will betray me is now eating with me."
This made the disciples sad, and one after another they said to Jesus, "You surely don't mean me."
"It is one of you 12 men who is eating from this dish with me. The Son of Man will die, just as the scriptures say."
During the meal, Jesus took some bread in his hands. He blessed the bread and broke it. Then he gave it to his disciples and said,
"Take this. It is my body."
Jesus picked up a cup of wine and gave thanks to God. He gave it to his disciples, and they all drank some. Then he said,
"This is my blood, which is poured out for many people, and with it God makes his agreement. From now on, I will not drink any wine until I drink new wine in God's kingdom."
Jesus and the disciples sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
"Father, if it is possible, don't let this happen to me. Father, you can do anything. Don't make me suffer by having me drink from this cup. But do what you want and not what I want."
The disciples slept.
"Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough of that. The time has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let's go. The one who will betray me is here already."
Jesus was still speaking when Judas the betrayer came up with a mob of men armed with swords and clubs. They had been sent by the chief priests, the nation's leaders, and the teachers of the law of Moses. Judas walked right up to Jesus and said, "Teacher." Then Judas kissed him, and the men grabbed Jesus and arrested him.
Someone standing there pulled out a sword. He struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear.
"Why do you come with swords and clubs to arrest me like a criminal? Day after day I was with you, and I taught in the temple. You didn't arrest me, but what the scriptures say must come true."
All of Jesus' disciples ran off and left him.
The night of his arrest, Jesus was led off to the high priest. Then the chief priests, the nation's leaders, and the teachers of the law of Moses all met together. The chief priests and the whole council tried to find someone to accuse Jesus of a crime so they could put him to death. But they could not find anyone to accuse him. Many people did tell lies against Jesus, but they did not agree on what they said.
The high priest stood up in the council and asked Jesus, "Why don't you say something in your own defense? Don't you hear the charges they are making against you?" But Jesus kept quiet and did not say a word. The high priest asked him another question, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the glorious God?"
"Yes, I am. Soon you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right side of God all-powerful and coming with the clouds of heaven."
At once, the high priest ripped his robe apart and shouted, "Why do we need more witnesses? You heard him claim to be God. What is your decision?" They all agreed that he should be put to death.
Early the next morning, the chief priests, the nation's leaders, and the teachers of the law of Moses met together with the whole Jewish council. They tied up Jesus and led him off to Pilate.
He asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
"Those are your words."
"Don't you have anything to say? Don't you hear what crimes they say you have done?"
But Jesus did not answer, and Pilate was amazed. During Passover, Pilate always freed one prisoner chosen by the people. And at that time, there was a prisoner named Barabbas. He and some others had been arrested for murder during a riot. The crowd now came and asked Pilate to set a prisoner free, just as he usually did.
"What do you want me to do with this man you say is the king of the Jews?"
The crowd yelled, Nail him to a cross.
"But what crime has he done?"
Nail him to a cross.
Pilate wanted to please the crowd, so he set Barabbas free. Then he ordered his soldiers to beat Jesus and nail him to a cross.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow street. But the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back. And he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. The blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way to the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
The soldiers took Jesus to Golgotha, which means place of the skull. There, they gave him wine mixed with a drug to ease the pain, but he refused to drink it.
They nailed Jesus to a cross and gambled to see who would get his clothes. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning when they nailed him to the cross. On it was a sign that told why he was nailed there. It read, "This is the King of the Jews." The soldiers also nailed two criminals on crosses, one to the right of Jesus and the other to his left.
People who passed by said terrible things about Jesus. They shook their heads and shouted, "Ha! So you're the one who claimed you could tear down the temple and build it again in 3 days? Save yourself and come down from the cross."
About noon, the sky turned dark and stayed that way until around 3 o'clock. Then, about that time, Jesus shouted,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"
which means, my God, why have you deserted me?"
Jesus shouted, and then he died.
A Roman army officer standing in front of Jesus, when the officer saw how Jesus died, he said, This man really was the Son of God.
We've experienced a few scenes today from the palms waving as Jesus went down on the Mount of Olives. We've experienced Jesus sharing his last meal with his disciples. He told them at that meal that he would remember them and that they would be with him. We've experienced his praying in the garden and giving his will over to God's will. And his disciples sleeping and those coming to arrest him in the mockery of a trial, first in front of the leaders, the religious leaders, and then in front of Pilate, and then his conviction and his crucifixion and his death. I'd like to invite you to begin prayer by considering one of those scenes. Think through what caught your attention. It might have been a scene in your mind's eye. It might have even been a word that you heard. And I'd like to take a moment to just sit with that, each of us in silence. And so what you might imagine is if you were there, in whatever those places you're called, what would you say to Jesus? What might he say to you? Let's spend some silence with that. Lord, we desire in this time to make the journey with you. It's a hard journey, but one that reminds us of mercy and of grace, of strength and of suffering, of servanthood and freedom. Open us in these days ahead to walk with you. Not that we might drag ourselves along, that we might walk with you in awe of your love for this world and for each of us. Help us to see what you've done and what you can do by your power and your grace. And help us, Lord, by the cross to be transformed and made new. Because, Lord, by your wounds we are healed. We are healed and set free. And so give us the strength to serve in ways that you call us to in this week and beyond. Help us to be living a life that demonstrates that we have been set free. And for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, let us proclaim you as our Savior. For those who live in places in this world that are free, let us proclaim it out loud. Let us talk about our journey to salvation. And for our brothers and sisters who live in places of oppression, where their faith and their hope must be silent, let their hearts sing with the hope and joy that is in you. And Lord, for people in this nation and around the world who are feeling marginalized on the edges, who are feeling hopelessness and despair, let your sons and daughters walk into their lives and make a difference. We trust that just as you walked the road to the cross, you walk it every day for us in love and grace. And we are thankful. Lord, we are thankful for freedom. We are thankful for strength. We are thankful for your Son. And we offer up that thanks as we pray the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before God like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground.
He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hid their faces.
He was despised, and we held him of no account.
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded and crushed because of our sins.
The punishment that brought us peace was on him.
And by his wounds, we are healed.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved, we are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice. The life that you gave, we are healed, for you paid the price. And by your grace we are saved, we are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. Punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. And by